您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 The Chinese public has gotten used to the phenomenon that whenever a new movie is ready to hit the screens, new gossip about leading actors and actresses would become headlines to hype up the movie. Now, what's the logic behind it? 每当有新电影上映在即，主演们都会自带话题出场，于是许多明星搭档互相成为宣传期女友和宣传期男友。大众在消费这些明星八卦的同时，也会对票房做出贡献。 Do you think it's really the case?
It is definitely the case. And sometimes I just get very confused. For example, like recently, Fan Bingbing, there's this gossip about her that she's back together or really going out with this other actor called Li Chen again. And I was like, haven't we seen this piece of news a bit earlier when the Empress of China, Wu Mei Niang Chun Qi, was being aired?
And, starring both of them, by the way.
Oh, really? Mm. Okay. And then this time when I hate myself for doing this, I actually went online to check and it was like, oh, she's got a new movie out and it explains everything. I think this is just very typical of how the gossip, if we can call it news, span goes like these days.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, my desire to live just started just decreased so much just by hearing just that little bit about Fan Bingbing. I mean, it's such nonsense. I mean, like, my general attitude towards celebrity gossip is, you know what, I just don't want to know. I have no interest whatsoever in what Fan Bingbing is doing. She's a good-looking woman. That's great. Are you going to show me pictures of her in a bikini? Great, I'll look at those. But I don't care. I honestly could not give two you-know-whats about who she is dating or about, you know, who Zhou Jielun is dating or the
He's
last...
married.
Or whatever. Yeah, well, and his wife is stunning. You know, but that's that... Or, you know, so-and-so, you know, did drugs or whatever. I mean, like, you know what? Who cares? I mean, literally, who cares? Do they make movies or entertainment products that I want to watch? Yes. Well, then I'm going to go watch it. Do they make entertainment products that I don't want to watch? No. Well, then I'm not going to watch it. And that's the extent of my take on all this. But you have to remember that the best type of promotion, right, there's no such thing as bad press, right? And so for musicians, for actors and actresses, for any type of celebrity, the best type of promotion usually is going to be the unsavory type half the time. Maybe it doesn't happen so much in China, but certainly we see it in Hollywood all the time. Justin Bieber in the news all the time because he's a brat and, you know, no one really likes him, but people still go to his concerts. People still buy his album. And, you know, really him being a bad boy really only serves to keep him in the spotlight, to keep people saying, you know, Justin Bieber is a person and they have not forgotten about him.
Yeah. And when you look at, you know, the Kardashians, you know, and a whole legion of these very vain. Okay. Well, I'm accusing fellow women, but, you know, it's just there's a whole industry that is revolving around all of this.
Yeah, and I think there is a reason why these things exist. It's that because people buy them. So maybe John is a very healthy human being in terms of treating celebrity gossip, but I cannot say the same thing about myself.
No, really?
I think.
Well, but the thing is, I think I'm sort of in the middle ground between, you know, John and a lot of these
me.
I think. Okay, because I don't think... people like myself, we care about this gossip, but it's more like, you know, after having a meal, you sort of chat about random stuff, and there's stuff that gets people's attention, is among them.
Yeah, well, first of all, you have to remember the social role that gossip plays in groups. And it's really interesting if you look at groups of people. So take out the celebrity thing, but just talk literally about gossip for a moment. Groups of people, villages, people who live together or, you know, big, large families and things like that. Gossip is very important for keeping the unit one whole, keeping the group a whole group, because that way everyone knows what everyone else is doing. You know, for example, I mean, like, let's say that we're all in a big group. I don't need to talk to Heyoung to know that she did this the other day, or, you know, that, or that something else happened to this other person. Someone, you know, Xiaohua is going to tell me, oh, she did this. Oh, really? She did that. Oh, wow. That's really interesting, because last time I heard that she did that. No, she didn't do that. She did this, right?
Oh, so, is that how it works between the three of us?
Well, between me and Xiaohua, at least.
Okay. Isolated.
Yeah, you're isolated. So you take that and you expand it to include celebrities, and number one, they are already very public. They are already in the spotlight. Everyone knows their name. Everyone knows what they look like. And so they are, of course, interested in what they are doing as well. And so gossip, I mean, I think celebrity gossip, it serves two functions. One, it's a great publicity tool because it make in part because it makes people feel as if they actually know this person. So, for example, you know, this isn't true, but I mean, let's say that I really like Jennifer Aniston's movies. I really enjoyed her in Friends. Well, I feel a type of connection with her, or at least her character, so I want to know more about her. You know, what are her likes? What are her dislikes? Is she dating this person? Is she not dating this person? What's happening in her life? I want to feel like I am a part of her life, or at least she is a greater part of mine. And then you add in, you know, the negative side of that, which is, you know, really in the negative gossip, at least, is a kind of a self-empowerment tool for us normal people, because it brings these celebrities down to our level. You know what? They are living such a great life. Well, then I have the right to tear them down.
Yeah,
and put them on the same exact level as mine.
Yeah, I think when it comes to celebrity gossip, it's very interesting because of the celebrity image, what it entails, because I think, why are people interested in famous people? It's partially that you try to project yourself on them, and also you want to see the limitation of them being in a very powerful and public spot. So I think it's like mixed feelings. And like John said, I think, yeah, that's probably why we are interested. And the really disgusting thing is that your clicks and buying that magazine actually all feeds into the pockets of all those people.
Well, I mean, it's very seductive, I think. And that's the thing. Again, you know, gossip in some ways is kind of, you know, hardwired into us as social animals. You know, knowledge about what other people are doing fulfills like a very strong psychological need. And so I think that's really what gossip, celebrity gossip plays on, you know, these magazines and things like that. And so certainly I don't blame anyone for being interested in celebrity gossip or following celebrities. But I think if you take a look at it just for a moment and, like, you know, interrogate yourself, why am I doing this? You know, what do I gain from this? You'll quickly realize that it's pretty much worthless.
Yeah. But if we don't blame ourselves for, you know, being interested in it, should we blame the celebrities for creating it? Especially those who basically live on celebrity news, who are terrible actors and actresses, but keep themselves in the spotlight.
Well, it's not them necessarily. I would say it's more of the celebrity machine.
Right.
They have a team, and, you know, they're managers, their agents, their publicists, their PR person, their marketing person, their hair person, their makeup person, their wardrobe person, so on and so on. There's a huge chain. They all make money off of this. And so I think it's important to remember that sometimes what celebrities do or the news that's about them maybe isn't always their choice.
Yeah, and I think it's really a symbiotic relationship between the press, the media, and the celebrity and the team. I really do think it's everybody's getting the dough out of it, so it's just the way it is. And that's why I think I am more inclined to say that I like celebrities such as Takeshi Kaneshiro, Jin Chengwu, who's all...
No idea who that is.
Well, of course you don't know.
Handsome face.
Yeah, and yeah, anyway, what? So people... This is the
face.
Kind of celebrity that sort of stays behind the veil and not really engaged in much of this celebrity gossip swirl, which makes him and celebrities like that very, very special these days.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that, I mean, again, I think number one, it's important to, in a sense, separate the art from the artist, right? And so, like Tom Cruise, for example. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise is in great movies, I have to say. But personally speaking, from what I understand, he's a complete nut. So
the whole Scientology
thing, and like looking at interviews with him, it's just like, wow, that guy is kind of weird. But he makes great movies. But I think on the other hand, for me, I mean, I really do respect those celebrities, the actors, artists, and so on, that do maintain, you know, a bit of a separated relationship between themselves and the media, where you don't really hear very much about them. You don't really know much about their life, but they make some great stuff.
Yeah, Colin Firth. And I have to throw in one of those names because, you know, I'm a fan. Anyway. Yeah, okay. Wei Qingbo says, I agree. And he also says he is one of those healthy human beings as John and thinks that, you know, it's just their tactic, their thing. They're just making gossip first and then they can stand out, claim and nothing has happened. Therefore, they're on the headline twice.
Well, it's also, I mean, it's also, you find this news happening a lot more right before the release of some entertainment product that's involving the celebrity. And so you think about, you know, a marketing or a publicity budget. There's, you know, posters are only going to go so far. Trailers and TV ads are only going to go so far. Half the time what's more powerful is going to be word of mouth. And gossip is perhaps the best word of mouth.
Yeah, it's true. And Kobe agrees with that. You know, it's just a topic that when you chat with your friends who are really keen on these people and these things too, then you have a common topic, but it actually has no meaning
but
in
do
real
you wanna,
life.
Do you want to be friends with people that you that's the only common topic?
Well, sometimes it's not the only common topic, but it's
90%.
Yeah, and you know, if you talk about people skill, you know how to bond with people. Like, if you want to bond with the people whose interest is gossip, then you better research something.
Yeah, and also, like we were saying, it's sort of like frivolous, very, you know, stuff that's just existing on the surface of a relationship, so to speak, that maybe when you're not comfortable to share that much real substance of your life, and you talk about the weather, you talk about celebrity gossip, it's the safest thing to do.
And Wei Qingbo says, I think, you know, you have to think about who made those celebrities on the headlines. I think media should not be a member of this team to over-publicize their gossips.
Well, I mean, that's how they make money, unfortunately, yeah, is by getting eyeballs and selling advertisement, you know, based upon how many eyeballs they can get, unfortunately.
Mm. And we have probably just wasted 10 minutes of our time talking about it.
I had fun, actually.
Well, no, I honestly...
Me too.
Honestly, I don't think that our discussion was a waste because it was a meta discussion, not actually, you know, gossiping, but talking about gossip. But I think it is interesting. I mean, listening to what He Yang was saying about the role that talking about gossip can take, it just is a very clear reminder that Chinese culture is very much a coconut culture as opposed to a peach culture.
Okay, would you like to take a few seconds to explain that?
I would. Thank you for asking.
So don't take 10 minutes, please.
So a coconut culture is hard on the outside but soft on the inside. And so Germans are very typical. Nordic countries are very typical. Many Asian cultures are very typical, where it's difficult to really get to know someone. But once you do, once they open up to you, well, you know, you're really, really good friends and very, very close. Whereas Americans and Australians to a certain degree as well, and I think Canadians too, we're a peach culture, where if we're sitting next to you on a plane, we have no idea who you are, but we will tell you our life story, and then once the plane has landed, okay, bye, see you later. And so we have a very soft outside. We'll tell you everything, but you're not really our friend.
I see.
Well, that's really generalization, as John usually talks about, right?
No, think about it. I think you'll find that it's very applicable.
Yeah, in terms of, you know, how glad John is always when he waves goodbye to us at the end of the day, you know.
That's like the highlight for him of the day.